Bus Meditation Number 1. The woman on the bus looked just like you. Or at least there was something about her that reminded me of you. Not that I can put my finger on it. Just something. I'm not sure what. She got on the bus singing. Singing in a sharp, shrill voice. Then humming a tune softly to herself. She paid her fare and then sat down right behind me, her head tightly wrapped in a swirled blue and gray scarf, folded in a triangle and knotted under her chin. I think that's what made me think of you, because it was just like the ones you used to wear. You know, she wore tights, I think. And when she twisted her foot around in her slip-on shoe, which was a dark burgundy color and looked out of place, I saw you in that gesture. I thought, there you are. That's you. On her twisted feet, I saw this gaping hole in her tights, revealed the arch of her foot and the base of a twisted big toe. The shoes were scuffed. She had a beige tweed jacket on over a knitted brown skirt. Bobbly, worn, reached just below her knees. Reminded me of bent coat hangers. I watched her through the driver's mirror, her reflection looking back at me. Vacantly. A chin that curled to touch her nose, covered in powder-puffed skin, and a touch of rouge swept across her cheeks. Boneless, sagging. Her eyes, though, were bright, brighter than you'd expect. Is the old woman lonely, I wonder? Why does she sit and stare? She's staring now at the back of my neck. What is she thinking? Who do I remind her of? A flicker of something in her eyes, and she smells like you. Palm of violet perfume. Ivory soap. Is she lost too? Lost in the past? I went to see you today, do you remember? It was just after lunch. You'd had fish. It's always fish on Fridays, you said. You don't have much else to say. You did have a flicker of something in your eyes, just like the old woman on the bus. Did you see me? Did you remember your youth when you looked at me? The night you spent dancing at the Regal and the days working in the mill winding tape? So many flicks of your thumb made a yard, you used to tell me. But we don't talk in yards anymore. But I don't suppose you'd know. Do you like it where you are? I begin to wonder if you're really there sometimes. In mind, I mean. I sometimes think it better that you're in your head, traveling. Traveling where? Don't know, looking at you. I can't tell. In the past? Only returning when something, some phrase or other, brings you back with a bump? When that happens, you look at me with those startled eyes and you almost recognize me, I think. Couldn't really say. The mind's a funny thing, isn't it? The woman on the bus hums and plays with the clasp in her purse, opening and closing it in time with her humming, revealing the red cover of her pocketbook. Snap! A flash of old $1 bills from the bank, crumpled and worn. Snap, the corner of a faded photograph. What do you think? Is it a photograph of her grandchildren? Just like the one of me and the others you have propped on your bedside table next to your New Testament. Do you believe in God? Or did you give up on him years ago? Do you remember chapel on Sundays picking me up from Sunday school? You always used to buy me candy and then scold me for not tying my laces. Bad grooming, you said. Then we visit Uncle Bob in his garden. You were never short of fresh vegetables, were you? You made sure of that. The pungent smell of compost, warm, wet soil. I still remember it after all these years. And the cow manure, do you? And the houses that ran behind the lot, gray and old. The one at the end had fallen down years before, and you could still see scraps of peeling wallpaper clinging to the bricks where the bath had been. You used to say they should have knocked down the whole thing years ago. Where did those people go? But you can't stay in the same place forever, can you? You get stale and jaded if you do that. Is that what's happened to you? The woman on the bus is still humming. Slower now. Where is she going? Is she going home to a warm house and a hot meal? Or will the house be cold and damp and the cupboard bare? I wonder, does she have a husband to grow old with, to share her memories? Or does she reminisce alone like you do? I'm trying to picture him now, you know. Her husband, I mean. But I can't see him. Maybe that's why she hums so much. It's raining now. Can you see the rain from your seat by the window? You'll be having supper soon, won't you? Same thing every day. Meatloaf, mashed potatoes, peas, red jello, chocolate pudding if you're lucky. Though I imagine you don't have much appetite for that sort of thing these days. It's raining harder now, and the woman reaches into her shopping bag, and still humming, she retrieves a damp brown umbrella from its depths. And as I swing the bus slowly up into the street, she heaves herself up from her seat, grasping the handrail for support. With shoulders stooped from age and heavy bags, she shuffles across the wet gangway to the foot of the bus and is jerked forward as it grinds to an unsteady halt. As she steps from the bus, she turns her head and nods at me. Does she know? Does she know?